With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A Whitefish-based company says the Puerto Rican power utility still owes it more than $100 million for its work restoring power to the hurricane-battered island. It's asking the U.S. territory's courts to intervene. Nikki Willett reports.
In an objection filed earlier this week, Whitefish Energy Holdings asks the island's U.S. District Court to halt payments from the Puerto Rican utility to its financial advisors because the advisors aren't doing enough to get federal emergency funding that will allow it to pay Whitefish Energy. Whitefish says the advisors have not dedicated adequate time and resources to Whitefish's invoices with FEMA and that it's only been paid for a fraction of its work. Whitefish was awarded a controversial $300 million contract last September to repair some 200 miles of electrical transmission lines and towers. The contract was terminated a month later due to public outcry over some of the contract's stipulations, like high hourly rates and a clause blocking government audits. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.